It's tizzy time, and I'm back with bitch ass Lucky.
Lucky here, Lucky Charm.
So,
I came out with a different name.
No more Lucky Donuts, now it's Lucky Charms.
There's always gonna be a Lucky Donut.
I hope the fucking leprechaun sues your ass. Talking about some Lucky Charms. Copyright infringement.
It is what it is. Shoot, it is a pot of gold.
Please.
All right, let's not start. Yeah. All right. No, rusted little gold over there.
Anyway, man, you're not going to disrespect my house.
All right, go ahead.
Anyway, so today we're talking about the stresses of school and how they're very real, especially if you go to a PWI, like me and Lucky.
PWI?
Private White Institution.
No, you didn't.
This is a PWI, is it not?
No, you. I'm not going to lie, it is.
Okay.
But no, you didn't.
Call it a PWI?
Yes.
Our school is a PWI. What is this, an HBCU? Please show me where the deltas and the Qs. Show me some seasoned food.
Honestly.
Show me some culture because I don't see it. Okay? More importantly, we're going to just be talking about the stresses of the school. Stresses of school and college in general because
honestly,
a lot of people don't realize that your college friends are going through a lot. Although they may seem like they turning up every weekend and having fun, check up on your college friends. See if they're okay because nine times out of ten, them partying, exactly. That partying is
doing nothing but compensating for the loss that they deal with during the week.
That's a coping mechanism.
Yeah, honestly, let me tell you something. I'll be the first one to admit, usually on the weekends, I usually go crazy to the point where I drink so much. And I don't drink to the point where I want to get alcohol poisoned. I don't do that. But it's just the fact that every weekend is always kind of like, I cannot wait to let everything go and just be free. Because I never realized, and I'm not going to lie, I'll be the first one to admit, a couple of months ago, even last semester before that, I'm a junior now, throughout my entire college career, I've never dealt with the stress that I'm dealing with now. And I feel like that automatically happens to anybody that's about to finish college or somebody that's finishing off college. And that also actually happens to people that just get in college. You know what I mean?
Right, absolutely.
It's either somebody being real homesick. It's either somebody really not doing too well in classes because they don't really understand that the criteria in high school is so different from the criteria in college. And you don't really realize that in college, you're really by yourself.
Absolutely.
Like you said, your friends aren't really going to pull you to the side and be like, is something going on with you? I want you to talk. I speak your mind.
Because we're all going through shit. Like, one friend may be going through something, you going through something, and then automatically it's like, bro, like, what could I do? Like, you know?
But you know what I don't like, though? The fact that, I don't know if you realize, but stressing about college has become such a trend. People say that just to appear cute.
Right.
Like, they think it's cute to say, oh, my God, I'm stressed. Oh, my God, I didn't even eat today. I was just so stressed.
It's sad.
It's to the point where it's ridiculous. And I've always been a faithful believer that college may or may not be a reason as a reason why some people like even get into drinking or alcoholism and drugs and things of that nature. Because there is a time and place where we all sit down, and I know we've all been there where we sit down in college and we're really thinking to ourselves, what are we doing with our lives? Why are we so stressed out? What am I gonna do to actually make myself feel? Because at the end of the day, a lot of college students, whether we want to admit it or not, we always look for immediate gratification, whether it's
absolutely
hooking up, whether it's going out with friends, whether it's trying to look cute, whether it's trying to appear a certain way.
Sleeping.
24/7.
Whether it's eating a lot, whether it's running.
It. Yeah.
Like, a lot of people sit there and believe college, like I keep saying, like, they believe college is fun. Don't get me wrong. I will never lie and be like, oh, I'm happy I went away to school. Because originally, I went to a CUNY, so a city school. I went to Brooklyn College, and I hated it. Like,
what year? Their first year?
Yeah, my first year I went there in 2014. So I graduated high school 2014. And my first of all, originally, I'll talk about it. This is where college originally stressed me out. So in high school, I was the girl who was worried about grades 24/7, like 90 averages, National Honor Society, top 25 percentile in my grade, and then within my school, got the Chancellor's Award for broadcasting, like really in depth with my schoolwork. And I was applying to all of these colleges, like, and I originally applied to Oswego, where we go now, and I got denied, and I was so heartbroken about it.
Me
like
too, honey.
Really, wow.
I swear, there's a reason why I'm a transfer student. I didn't get accepted my first. I had to work my ass off to even be considered
right
in Oswego.
Right, exactly. And so I was really heartbroken about that. Like, I think I cried for like a week. Like, I was really hurt. And my mom's like, just go to Brooklyn College. Like, it's the same thing. And I, like, not to say despise my mother, because that's a strong word, but I was just so angry with her. Like,
resentful.
Yeah, like, why are you making me quit? Why are you trying to, like, butter this up? Because I don't want to go here. Like,
right.
This school is not for me. Like, and I knew originally I wouldn't like it. Not only the fact that it was home, and I wanted the, you know, out-of-state experience, I didn't like that I was in class with 70-year-olds or people who felt the need that they can sit there and tell me how to live my college life or do what in college. Or I didn't even really make friends either my first semester because everyone was grown and established in CUNY. Everyone in CUNY is like 25 or better, or they're young and they already have their cliques, because out of high school, their friends and them knew they wanted to go to the CUNY, just to be close to home for whatever reason. I knew it from the beginning that's something I didn't want to do.
Yeah.
So I was already upset in my first semester in college. Like, I didn't care at all. My first semester in college, I got a 2.5. Like, I slipped so bad. And, like, something, I don't know, the second semester, something was just, like, you know, probably God.
Yeah.
Like, definitely God. Like, get your shit together because... you know, something's coming. And then second semester at Brooklyn College, I got my GPA up. I had, a 3.6.
All right, honey. Yeah,
I went from a 2.6 to a 3.6.
Yes, that's an accomplishment.
Yeah, exactly. Because I was like, I can't BS this no more. Like, I really want to get out this school, like, and go away for, like, my master's. So third semester, I'm in there. I'm anticipating to graduate spring 2016. Out of nowhere, I go to my advisor, he's like, oh, you took the wrong classes for one whole semester, so you're a semester behind. And we only offer those two classes in spring, and since you're behind, you can't take them to the following year. So they were trying to hold me until spring 2017, which is last year, and I just wasn't with it. I was like, no way, I'm not staying here another semester. So that pushed me even harder, and then I applied to Oswego, and I applied to Wichita State University in Kansas. Because Final Four, D1 school, TV money, rich white man. I had dreams.
Exactly. You gotta do your hair. Syracuse.
And Syracuse. Don't be fooled about that private school with the D1 because it's nothing there.
Literally nothing.
Nothing. Is, D1, D0. Literally, right. D0.
Negative, honey. It's moving D-0. To the negative. D0. No, but I could definitely agree with, and I could definitely relate to the fact of, like, the struggle of, like, having so many knockdowns because
I know originally
my high school grades. Okay, so I made the mistake of my freshman year, my sophomore year, I was horrible in high school. I didn't care about anything.
I was bad my freshman year too. I had, I think, like a 70-something average my freshman year.
And it was so bad because, like, I was introduced to a different lifestyle. That's when I was becoming my own. That's when I was, like, who I am now. That's when I was, you know, becoming exactly who I am now. And I was let in not so many influences, but I was just welcomed to a different lifestyle. Like, I was exposed to the lifestyle of, like, having sex. Well, not having sex.
No,
but, like,
I was oral. I wouldn't be, like, real. I'll be real with you. I was exposed to that life too. And a lot of the girls I was super close with in high school, very, like, you know, to the hip. That's what they were doing. They were skipping school to go be with guys. They were booed up. They had prom dates and everything. Don't get me wrong. I had a prom date too, but he wasn't my man. He's not my friend anymore.
Right.
But he was nothing to me. So it was like, I had all those influences around me too, but I pushed away. Like, it was like,
well, you're definitely better than me because I know, like, my freshman year and, like, half of my sophomore year, I did nothing but, like, I was cutting classes. I was hanging out with a bunch of guys and it was kind of ridiculous. It was kind of like, once I found myself in that lifestyle, I almost couldn't really get out of it because I honestly convinced myself that this was it. Like, this was the lifestyle that I've been wanting. This is a lifestyle that I've been waiting for because I've always had the type of personality that I just want to have fun.
Right. Like, and that's me to the T.
And you know what? I think my biggest struggle here in college, my personal stress, is the fact that I wake up every single day and I find myself in college and I know for a fact, and I always wanted to say this to everybody. There is a such thing as not being made for college.
No,
people are not.
Let me be real with you, Lucky. My first day of Brooklyn College, I walked into the class. The professor was like, I just want to be real with you. Not everybody in this class gets above a B. And he was like, I know a lot of you freshmen think, oh, I'll be good. I got 90s, 100s in high school. This is not high school. I'm not your mother. I'm not going to babe you. He said, college is not for everyone. And I was in that class like, college is for me. My mother said college is for me, so right. It's for me.
Right.
It's,
yes,
and
right.
I struggled in that class. Like, I wound up getting, I think, a B in the class. And I really struggled, like, yeah. So bad. And it was so crazy. Funny enough, I struggled so much. And my TA, the one who was great at my work and everything, she would give me, like, C's and shit. And I was like, who is this bitch? And it's so funny. Right before I left Brooklyn College, I met her. And we were friends. We were so cool.
That bitch gave you a C. And
she gave me a C. And we were friends. Like, we had audio production class together. Her name was Dominique. Dominique, if you listen, I love you, girl. She was really, like... At the beginning, it was like, oh, this bitch is trying to fail me.
Yeah.
I thank her for that, because if I wouldn't have got those C's my first semester, I wouldn't have pushed harder. Like,
yeah.
You really have to thank the little people. Like, even though we were equal, she was a student just like me.
Right.
She was like, listen, sis, that little bullshit you writing is not going to get you far. Like he told you, this is not high school.
Yeah.
I'm not your mother. You need to push yourself. You really need to go hard. And I really do thank her for that. It's a lot of teachers I thank for that.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know this, or a lot of people do. I took high school and college at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So those professors I had in 9th grade, 10th grade, I had this one professor. Her name was Professor Pinkowitz. And I hated her. Like, one day she fell off the table and I smiled. And God forgive me, but I smiled. And I, like, watched her. I didn't even help her get up. But she gave me a 25 on a test once. It was an essay test. And we had to write 4 paragraphs, 8 to 10 sentences, 4 questions. So right there, ready, that's 32 times 4. You do the math, because I'm not. It's late.
128, huh?
Yeah, there you go. 128 sentences, and you only had an hour to do it. And you had to remember it from the book. Like, she would assign, like, 70 pages a day to read. And I'm like, well, who the fuck is reading 70 pages a day?
I'm in
10th grade. Like, what do you expect from me? But I thank her. And in the long run... The girls who were, like, kissing up to her wound up failing the class. I had to retake it.
Stop.
And I wound up getting an A in the class, an A-.
You know why? And that goes hand in hand. Well, let me just tell you something. Anybody ever talk about stress can either make you or break you, honey?
Enough stress always makes me, like, people really sit there like, oh, I crack under pressure. I'm a person who does not crack.
Right, yes.
I will push through, like... And I'm not a procrastinator. Like, I like the pressure. The pressure... I'm a diamond. You ever see a diamond? A diamond needs pressure to form.
Right.
I need pressure to form.
Yes,
so
honey.
At the end of the day, believe it or not, I, within education, I am a diamond. People sit here and only see the surface, like, oh, she get good grades. She graduated in college early. No, I push that shit.
Right.
Like, I be stressed 3/4 of the time. At this point, well, last time, my coping mechanism was sleeping all day. Like, I would sleep upwards for 12 hours. Like, mm-hmm. I would go to bed 2 a.m, I wake up till like 1 the next day because all my classes were late. I wasn't working, so I'm like, fuck it, I'll sleep. Now I'll be lucky if I get 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Lucky.
You know what's so funny about that? Because I feel like you and I have two different coping mechanisms. I used to think my coping mechanism was drinking and stuff
on
the weekends.
It was. My first semester I got here, it was drinking. I would finish bottles of vodka a day. Not saying that's like an accomplishment.
No,
looking
but
back,
it's crazy.
That's disgusting. But... that's how I cope. Partying and drinking my first semester is all I did.
And it's so crazy that you said that because my freshman year of college, I will never forget it. I literally was getting big, huge bottles. Remember I was telling you about Yellowtail?
Yes.
I was getting big bottles of wine every other day because I was drinking so much before I attended my first class. I don't know what was wrong with me. I don't know what happened, but I always considered myself to be, you know, it wasn't even like I was doing it in front of people. I always did it to myself, but it was always... fun. I was obsessed with wine. Like, I loved wine my freshman year of college.
Oh,
honestly,
I still love wine.
Yeah, I still love wine too, but it was just like, it was ridiculous how much I was obsessed with wine. But I feel like now my coping mechanism always, like, it moved from drinking and going crazy every weekend. It has a little bit to do with that, but now my thing is hookups. Like, I no joke, like, honestly.
And it's, I give my pussy.
It's kind of ridiculous because, like, now that I'm thinking about it, I was just kind of like, these last couple of weeks, I haven't really been stressed at all. This last week has been one of the most stressful weeks, and this last week I haven't had one hookup. And I realized that because I'm a type of person that I work on impulse. I work that.
Oh, I'm very impulsive.
Yeah, so it's kind of like once I feel something, I automatically have to react. So once I feel a stress, I automatically feel like I need to do something. I need to do to make myself in control. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And that was drinking for me my first semester. Like, If I didn't get, like, I was drinking on Wednesdays. Like, we had something called Henny Wednesday. We were walking around the dining hall, going to wing night and everything at Little Page with cups of Henny. And it's like, yeah, that's funny. That's the college culture. That's cool. But in retrospect, me looking at my 19-year-old self at 22, it's like, you shouldn't have been drinking so much like that. Like, yeah. Sis, like, your liver, you really could have. And then it took, like, one instance over the summer, like, where I blacked out to really, like, wake me the fuck up. Because it was like, sis,
yeah.
Like, you're passing out. You don't remember last night. You woke up. It was I don't even want to talk about that story. But it was a crazy night. And that's what really woke me up from being basically this, you know, impulsive person. Like, believe it or not, I'm always...
my hand hurts.
He said, take the recorder. My hand hurts.
Yeah, go ahead, child.
But, yeah, definitely. I totally agree.
But it's really bad because a lot of people really don't publicize, like, as they should about how... They don't go to the full extreme to really explain how stressed out they are. But there would be nothing... Let me tell you something. And I was the type of person that always used this and I abused this. I always say, oh, my God, yeah, I'm so stressed, too. Like, college is really stressing me out. Let me tell you something. I haven't really discovered stress with college until the last... the last week. Like, I have never felt so much stress. Like, waking up, it's like a never-ending battle. And it was like, it's like so difficult and it's so hard because it was kind of like, every time when I would think about doing schoolwork, it wasn't the fact of me being lazy. It's just the fact that there's nothing worse than feeling like you don't belong here and you feel like you're stuck here because you have one more year. It's kind of feel like you're like a rat in a box.
No, absolutely.
And you know what? I feel like that's the best thing because you know how you have your stress and I have my stress. I feel like that just shows that so many people have so many different things to be stressed about.
I don't care what nobody in college says. I'm going to speak the facts right now. Everybody is going through some shit.
Yeah.
I don't care who walk around smiling on campus, being turned. Trust me, those are the same people on social media writing cryptic messages or subliminals like, oh, I hate this and that. No one is ever truly happy. And if somebody is out there that's truly happy,
I'm happy
please
for them.
Tell me the secret. Share.
Yeah.
Because I would love to. I said this year, my journey is about the three P's. Peace, prosperity, and positivity. And I hope that by December 2018, I get some restoration in that.
But you know one thing? I don't know what it is, but I personally feel myself comfortable and being uncomfortable. Now, so I always feel like there's an uncomfortable feeling that's positive and there's always an uncomfortable feeling that's negative. So an uncomfortable feeling that leads to a person feeling so uncomfortable that they really feel like so depressed that they feel so stressed out, then obviously that's not
Oh, no, absolutely.
Me personally, I always consider because I always find myself doing something better, and I told you this before we started recording, that I work better when I'm uncomfortable and I find myself more comfortable when I'm uncomfortable because think about it like this. When somebody's uncomfortable, they're forced to make different changes, right?
Right.
To make themselves more comfortable. When you make those several changes,
you're
subconsciously
uncomfortable in a position, that means it's time to grow. That's
subconsciously,
time to change. That's
exactly.
Time to move. Absolutely.
Right.
Oh, and, I definitely
and
agree.
And I find myself subconsciously grown. For example, like, I never really pictured myself getting a dog. Being the fact that I felt so stressed, I was like, you know what? A dog would make me really happy. And I always thought about it. Like, you know, how would I feel about a dog before I even felt stressed out? So I was like, you know what? Maybe this is pushing me towards that. Me getting a dog would potentially lead me to having to stay up here and get a job for the summer, which I said I would never get a job up here in the summer. But
I was like, I'll never work in a dining hall. Worked in a dining hall. I was like, I'll never, what else did I say up here? I'll never live off campus. Here I am. Like,
yeah.
There's so many things I said I would never do, and I see myself jumping out my shell. And that's why my mom always says, I love you, mommy, by the way. She always goes, never say never, because you don't know if you're in a predicament where you have to.
You know one thing, I always say everything happens for a reason.
Oh, absolutely.
So I always
I have
like,
it tattooed on my ass. Que
really?
Sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be.
You know, because I always feel like anything is always like a plan for us to succeed. No matter what it is, because I feel like when you have such faith, and I don't want to get too much into religion, but
no,
I'm a Christian.
Absolutely. I'm a Christian.
So
as well.
So I feel like anything that's thrown your way is literally just a plan for God.
Absolutely.
God's giving you so you
and
can succeed.
That's another thing. A lot of people in college, they're in this stage where they're learning who they are. And it's like, I understand that. Always learn who you are. But don't forget who God is too. Remember, you have a plan, absolutely. But at the end of the day, God has a plan. And
right.
If God is saying no while you saying yes, it's never going to work, babes. Honestly. And that's another thing I learned too. Like, really speaking to God and really getting that relationship. A lot of people may not agree, but this is my beliefs and this is my standpoint. I believe that God has showed me, well, me and his relationship has gotten stronger since I've been in college. Because there's so many times where it's just been things that happen that is not explainable by luck or just happening or that's me and my circumstance. I would never put that much power in me or someone else to sit there and be like, oh no, you did that for me. Or
right.
When I know it was definitely yes. God. You understand what I'm saying? Like, and that's the problem with a lot of people. Like, excuse me. They give themselves that power before they give God that power.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? My thing is like, one of those things is like, listen, if you want to give yourself more power than him, now, when you don't get any blessings and you find yourself in a bad luck in a bad situation, then that's on you.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
I know my God.
I know. Hello.
I know, but I think one thing when it comes to this situation for me personally, to get personal, I honestly feel like I usually toy with, I always get nervous when I think to myself, is God saying no to me, or is God telling me that you just have to wait and you just have to be patient? Good things come to the ones who wait.
I always believe God is telling me to wait.
Because I don't know. Like, I have so many different plans for myself that revolve around, like, different things that doesn't really... That's kind of like a special path. It really doesn't entail me doing something normal, something that's normalized in today's society. I really want to... Sometimes when I find myself waking up, I'm like, why do I keep finding myself in the same situation? Why am I still in college? Why am I not in California? Why am I not doing so many different things with my life? Is that God saying no? Is that God saying maybe you need
that's
to find
God
a different way?
Wait.
Maybe
that's
you need
God,
to-
I believe that's God saying wait, because it's like, you can be famous.
Yeah, yeah,
I could
yeah.
make you. I could have made you famous at 7.
Yeah.
I could have pushed. But what would you have fallen back on?
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? And believe it or not, I was the same way. I'm like, I was the same one. I'll never go back to school. I don't want a master's. Fuck a master's. I'm never going back. And here I am about to get my master's in May. So it's like, really, you have to trust at the end of the day with stress. Find your coping mechanism. Absolutely. But make sure it's not harming you. You know, it's not harming your
yeah.
state of mind, your body. Right. Exactly. Like, if your coping mechanism is running, absolutely.
Yeah.
Going to the gym. Sure. Cooking. Why not? Baking. Absolutely. Cleaning. All of these coping mechanisms are something that can help. Now,
that's
if you're
healthy.
Indulging in weed, like half a pound a day, smoking
yeah.
every hour, or drinking bottles by yourself, or doing meth, acid, all of those things, that's a little sketchy to me, and it's a little unhealthy. Like, don't get me wrong. If you smoke every so often, fine. So be it. I'm very pro-marijuana.
Me too. That's
you
all
know
I'm
saying?
To Seattle, honey. You know Seattle? They have a lot of weed shops there, marijuana shops.
So does Vegas,
know.
Colorado, Massachusetts? Don't get me started on legislation.
Dead
no.
ass.
But in all honesty, like, a lot of people, you know, I'm all for it. However, don't do something that'll have you in the long run asking why. Where did I mess up?
Yeah.
Where did I go wrong? Because there's a lot of people. A boy up here, I remember during Bridge Street Run, that's why they're a little iffy about having it. He was having fun, being a regular college kid. Some townie met up with him and was like, do you want heroin? And he bought it and did it and died. And like, can you imagine the school having to tell your parents, like, you died at a event that was not sponsored by them.
Right.
You're not 21.
And you was doing heroin.
And you were doing fucking heroin.
I would have so many fucking questions if something like,
honestly,
like that happened.
Honestly, like, and it's sickening. And it's a lot of people out here, too, who be doing that shit. But we're not going to talk about the people out here.
I know. Like, I just feel like, I think, like, things like this, I feel like more people need to express how stressed out they are. I feel like it needs to be taken more serious. And you know something? A lot of parents need to start taking a lot of
their kids
serious. Oh, absolutely.
Especially black parents. Because a lot of time, black parents are like, what you stressed about? You got a roof over your head.
Yeah.
You got clothes. And it's like, yes, I do have that. However, I don't have the happiness within. Those
yeah.
are material things.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow I could lose my house, God forbid. My clothes could burn in a fire. All my food could go bad. You understand what I'm saying? What will I have at the end of the day? My peace of mind is the only thing guaranteed to me.
Exactly.
And if I can't even have that, then what's the point?
Then what do I have?
What do I have?
Because I run the real thin line, the real risk of losing everything.
Right, and
everything.
That's what a lot of people don't realize. What you stressed about? You're pretty. What you stressed about? You got money. A peace of mind is something you cannot pay for.
My example will always be...
Happiness is something you cannot pay for.
Let me tell you something. My example will always be how many celebrities that end up overdosing and killing themselves, and they got everything. They got money.
Robin Williams.
Who
made
you
people
killing?
Laugh for a
yes.
living. Made children smile.
Girl.
Was in all those movies.
Whitney Houston.
Sing
out her life away. She was good. She always appeared happy, but then...
Very happy. Aunt
depressed
Whitney.
Is I don't know why.
Right. Michael Jackson. All of these people.
Yes, Prince.
Prince. All of these people you see who are oh so happy, and you get that impression. Peace of mind and happiness is something you cannot buy.
Exactly.
And a lot of people don't realize that. Money, me personally, I always be like, oh, money will buy me happiness. So let me tell you, I'm funny. Like, I'll be like, money can buy me happiness. But can it really? Will money really bring me happiness, or will it bring me more problems?
See, you know, one thing about money bringing me happiness, one thing about the quote that always got me is the fact that I always genuinely really felt like it always depended on the person. You know, right. There no, are absolutely. Some people out there that money could give them all the happiness in the world, and they'll
I
be
believe
fine
money,
with it.
I believe money right now, where I am in a state of mind, will really make me happy.
Because I was going to say
that. But that's what I'm saying, because I'm not in that situation. So yeah. I can say whatever I want from a situation I'm not in.
But me personally, I'm not going to lie. Because, you know, I've always, that's why I said what I just said, because there's been, myself included, I always believe that money could buy me happiness. I guess it really depends on how materialistic one can be. Because, for example, I may be stressed the fuck out and I may be depressed as hell, but I'm the type of person that, if I order a lot of clothes or if I order a lot of makeup, I have my shallow. Look, I have my shallow moments. But when you think about it, when you have a lot of money, I'm sorry, but do you really need a college career? What do you think? That's what I want to know. If you have a lot of money, do you think it still depends on a person, or do you think it's a person really still needs a college career to be successful or whatever?
I don't believe a person needs a college career to be successful. But best believe, baby, you're going to be paying somebody with a college career to help you stay on top.
Yes.
Everybody's so quick. Oh, these rappers didn't go to school. These singers didn't go to school. But guess who the fuck they paying? They agent went to school. Yes. They publicists went to school.
And now everybody's paid
the people
they
paying 15% of their net worth went to school.
And not everybody's fate is the same.
And not everybody's fate is the same.
That can happen to them.
Exactly.
It won't happen to you, hon.
And that's what pisses me off. A lot of people who don't go to college have so much to say about college.
You know it's what I mean? It's like my thing is, if you complain about college and you talk from a personal saying, like, this wasn't good for me, but it may be good for somebody else, college isn't for everybody, then fine. But don't say, yeah, college isn't for you, college is whack, college is that. Don't be shitting on college.
If you never had the experience, you cannot judge.
Say shit.
If you didn't go away to school, if you wasn't eating school food, if you wasn't doing certain things, in my opinion, there's no place for you to judge. Now, I'm not saying you can't be successful without money. I've seen people go to college and be bums. I've seen people graduate high school and become super successful. However, if you fucking scamming, wearing name brands and work at fucking Starbucks, Foot Locker, Wendy's,
those be the ones that's whamming
McDonald's,
it.
Wherever the fuck you work, or if you're a bitch who be posting pictures and haven't graduated yet and talking so much shit about school, you cannot judge someone trying to better themselves and get a fucking degree.
Right.
Like, what is wrong with you?
Like, who the fuck you think you are?
How can you?
Right. You really think you're that credible?
It's not even that. How are you judging somebody for trying to do better with their life? Okay, they want to spend $60,000 a year to go to school. So what? Is it coming out your pocket?
Exactly. Mind your business.
That's another thing about college stress. Another thing about college students being stressed is because people on the outside are quick to point fingers.
Yeah.
Family members included, older people included. Like, I'm sorry I couldn't get, a high school diploma and be a fucking, somebody making $75,000 a year. I'm sorry we were born in different generations.
Yes.
Y'all fucked it up for us.
That, you know what?
I could have been out of school with a fucking high school diploma making $90,000 a year.
Right.
But instead,
I'm over here working my ass off, right,
and to get a fucking entry job out of college with all my skills. And that's another thing that pissed me off. Jobs. I don't have 11 years of experience. I just graduated.
Right. How you gonna ask for experience when you're not giving me no experience?
And then you want me to have 11 years of experience, 5 years of training.
I'm sorry, but I would
6 years of skills.
See, that's my
and
problem.
And only
want
to pay me $40,000 a year with my master's.
Back
kill
out of
yourself.
Here. Right, slowly.
Kill yourself.
I could never. And you know what? That's another thing that always bothered me about college. Me personally, see, this is my personal issue. I always feel like it was so sad, the fact that somebody could work their ass off in college and somebody could work their ass off working, because I don't know what this thing is. They have this thing where people. Okay, so this is the timeline for me. You graduate college. After college, woohoo! I graduated.
Then you go back home so you can get your finances up. Then you do that. While you're getting your finances up, you're obviously not going to rush into that film unless you really get lucky and you get the better ending.
Right. They pay you to forget your dreams.
Exactly. So then while you're waiting, you're still, and you finally get that job, you still have to work your way up. That takes years. Before you know it, you start working there. You realize you really don't like it. It's very rare that you find somebody after so many years working in the same position or the same job saying, yeah, I love it. They have the same passion. They have the same ambitions. It's very difficult to find somebody like that. It's very rare. And then right after that, before you know it, you already established it. You got comfortable. The most dangerous thing. You got comfortable in that position. You realized, okay, there's no reason for me to work
and
my way.
You, to forget but your
you
dream.
Know what? And you know what? I can't blame anywhere that happens to because before you know, you look at your timeline and you've been working your ass off. You're fucking tired.
Absolutely.
And then even after that, yo, it's not even guaranteed that you even make it to your position. Before Absolutely. You know, you got comfortable. They convince you to give up on your dream. And before you know, it's time for you to retire. You give up your whole dream and you're passing on that dream to the next fucking generation.
Exactly.
And you wasted that life away. And you did something that you said that you never wanted to do. That's my fucking problem. That is the problem.
Honestly,
and that's my biggest fear. Nobody. Okay, I don't fear too many things, but that will always be my biggest fear. That will always be the thing that if I have a nightmare about anything concerning my career, that will be my thing. You know what I mean? Because I honestly feel like you're working so hard, and then before you know, let's just be serious. This is a shallow thing, but you may get hit by a bus. Who fucking knows? Something may be happening. You, before you know, you didn't even fucking have a good time.
Absolutely.
You worked your ass off for no reason, and I don't want to do that. Like, me personally, I don't want to take that risk because I know it's not for me. I don't want to put myself through all that stress, through all that fucking depressing feelings just to fucking convince myself what society's trying to think this, which society's trying to convince this generation as a whole. This society, today's society has always had this thing where you have to do this, you have to do that. Only because, just because it worked for the last generation, because it was very rare. If you think about it, it was very rare for the last generation and the generation before that to actually get diplomas, to actually get college degrees. It was very rare. So it was very rare for them to actually get jobs that they wanted. Now they done installed this thing that in this generation, you have to get a college degree to become successful.
They instilled, oh, you could do it.
You could do it.
Go be great. You could be a CEO.
In my opinion,
and they didn't believe it.
Right.
They don't believe it.
They don't believe it because they didn't even believe in themselves. And you, how are you supposed to believe somebody when they could barely believe in themselves? Let's just be serious. That's just like somebody giving out advice and they don't even take their own advice. The credibility, it's gone. So with that being said, I genuinely feel like it's kind of fucked up that a lot of people, the old generation, talk about this generation talking about stuff. Yeah, y'all lazy, y'all doing this, and motherfuckers are dropping out of college. I am so sorry, but a college degree isn't literally everything because nowadays there's a lot of people that drop out, but honey, there's a lot of people that's working with college degrees, like you said, that's working
Absolutely.
At Starbucks and McDonald's. So a college degree isn't always going to be a golden ticket. You still got to work your way up, and even then, it's still not a possibility that you may make it. It's always going to be 50-50 with that situation. It depends on luck, it depends on fate, and depends on what the fuck God got in store for
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. And that's why I feel like we should end it.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
We went off.
We gotta wait.
Right. I go, bro, we went off. We fucking snapped.
At the end of the day, like you said, it's all God's plan. You have to wait. You have to, you know, continue to pray and
exactly.
not be too stressed in college. Because at the end of the day, when you get that degree, it's all going to be worth it.
And take the time out of the day to realize that the stress that you're dealing with is not a hole. It's a hole with the ladder and for you to climb out of
Absolutely.
It for you to make it to the top
we
of where you are.
We have bad days, not bad weeks, not bad months,
right.
not bad years, a bad day. And it will get better. The sun always comes after the storm.
It always does.
And that's all our time for today. I want to
yes.
thank Lucky for always coming. And yes. I might make you a co-host, bitch.
You know.
Hard might.
Bye.
Hard
that
mic.
Was good.
32 minutes.
Honey.